Longtime York Region environmental activist Gloria Marsh said she was walking outside the Oak Ridges Community Center and pool in Richmond Hill when inspiration struck. The parking lot was baking in the sun, and you could smell the off-gassing of the asphalt, and it made her think about harnessing that sunlight. If that was covered with solar panels right now, that whole community center could be run, Marsh said. Any building that's out there, in any municipality, would be a perfect pilot project. The executive director of the York Region Environmental Alliance is trying to make that vision a reality, pitching parking lot solar panels to local municipal councils. She presented the concept to Newmarket Council October 25, and though nothing was confirmed, councillors were receptive. Mayor John Taylor suggested the panels could be part of the Mullick Park project. The idea is to install solar panels above parking spaces, producing energy and creating shading. The concept has existed for several years but has yet to be widely adopted. However, several post-secondary institutions in Ontario, including the University of Waterloo, Sheridan College and Mohawk College, have introduced them. The city of Burnaby, BC is also designing a pilot version. Marsh hopes to bring the concept to York Region and seeks to present it to all area councils. She told Newmarket Council it is a chance to set an example. Imagine if Newmarket implemented a pilot project that not only put forward the challenge to other York Region municipalities but also cities and towns throughout Northern Ontario, Marsh said. Whatever site Newmarket might consider for solar-covered parking, it would be quite an achievement. Council members responded positively to the concept. Councillor Grace Simon said the municipality wants to be mindful of environmental stewardship and put ideas like this into place. That's a fabulous idea, Gloria. To envision having a shadow with solar panels, and just how we can really use that greatly in the near future, Simon said. Taylor said the Mullick Park project consultants are due to explore solar panels at the parking lot over 60 to 70 spots, as well as geothermal energy on site. Thank you for your years of dedication to York Region, Taylor said. It should be appreciated by every resident. Marsh said she is supportive of the Mullick Park idea, and it may be easier to pilot the panels at a new parking lot rather than add them to an existing one. Despite championing environmental causes since 2002, the 77-year-old Marsh said she continues to work for change because of the lack of progress in many areas since starting the Environmental Alliance. She said it is important to inform citizens with her organization's quarterly newsletter and continue advocacy. We're still ranting about the same things like nothing has improved, she said. You have to keep at it. And it's education, and it's raising awareness, and that's why we have to keep doing it.